This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I made the mistake yesterday of Googling myself. Have you guys ever Googled? Now, I will not Googling, like going on the internet, okay? I Googled myself on the internet. Come on, people, keep it clean. Keep it clean. So I made the mistake of Googling myself on the internet. And I don't know, there's some picture of a woman standing there with her arms open out to the sky. That's not even me. You see a map. Okay, that's not, you know, even where my studio is, so I don't understand where that map came from. It says, you could see pictures of me, okay, and some of these pictures of me, you see me getting my mammogram done, you see me getting my colonoscopy, there's a picture of me getting my pap smear done. I mean, honestly, it's kind of nerve-wracking. Oh, there's me with Thunder Down Under. That's really good. But one thing that caught my eye when I Googled myself was, I guess, there was a link about baby names. And so if you go to, you know, have you guys, you know, seen how many people name their kid after you? If your name is John or William or Mary, okay, there's a lot. But right now, look, if I type in Dahlia baby name, this was kind of shocking. Because apparently, okay, first, it tells you what the name is. I had no idea that a Dahlia is a tree branch. Okay, I thought a Dahlia was a psychotic episode or a real bad bowel movement. I mean, that's what I thought, you know, Dahlia meant. But I guess Dahlia meant is a tree branch. Okay, well, how come I didn't know that? I just thought it was like a flower. Who knew? All right, and then apparently it looks like that the popularity of the name Dahlia has skyrocketed. We are talking since the later 2000s, which is when I went on air, you see a huge, huge rise in Dahlia. You didn't really see much in the 60s and 70s and all that, but all of a sudden, boom, a lot of people starting to name their kid Dahlia, which is, I think, a little scary, because when these kids grow up, and they're probably going to be girls, when they grow up and go, Mom, why did you name me after, you know, why did you name me Dahlia? I don't really know, because most people don't name their kid after a switch, right? You know, a tree bow or bow, is it called a bow of a tree or a bow of a tree? All I know is you had to grab one of those things, so you got your butt whooped, right? Okay. See, so most kids aren't going to understand why was I named after Dahlia. So I really kind of did some thought, and there's a very, very good chance. I mean, I'm not saying this to, you know, brag, but, you know, if I could, you know, try to deduce and scientifically figure out what the hell happened here, there's a chance that people started to name their kid Dahlia because of me. Now, between you and I, that's pretty, pretty cool. But unfortunately, if somebody later decides to Google what their name means and who else has been named after, you know, Dahlia, I think they're going to be very, very disappointed. And so I need to now go back to here where we're in the 2000s. Why the hell did you name your kid Dahlia? Now, one theory I have is maybe the child wasn't named Dahlia. Maybe the child was named Haley or Hayden or whatever. And the kid grew out of their training bra by the time they were in the second grade. If that's the case, you probably go, you know what? She's more like a Dahlia. There's also a chance maybe what happened is the baby was born with overprocessed, blonde, frazzled, split-ended, uncombed hair. They said, you know what, looks like a Dahlia. There's a chance maybe they named their kid Dahlia because the kid just wouldn't stop giggling. You know, if you have a Gertrude or a Wilhelmina, Wilhelminas and Gertrudes don't laugh a lot. But if this kid just wouldn't stop giggling, Dahlia, maybe the infant started talking before the infant even knew how to latch in breastfeeding or soil their first little newborn diaper. That could be a reason. The other thing I thought of is maybe there's a lot of moms out there that have a crush on Michael Fassbender. So they name their kid Dahlia. I don't know. Maybe it's because the child likes to eat with their hands. That would come to mind. If the child can't spell, parents are going to probably name the kid Dahlia. If the child really loves red meat, okay, most likely the parents are like, you know, I'm going to name her Dahlia. If the child adds chocolate to everything, to their toothpaste, to their bathtub, if everything has to be chocolate, maybe the parents are naming their kid Dahlia. And here's my theory. I think the number one reason why parents are naming their kids Dahlia is because the mother, throughout the whole entire pregnancy, had severe constipation, hemorrhoids, irritable bowel syndrome. If that's the case, I'd probably name my kid Dahlia also. So, I don't know how many more years I'll be able to be on air. I mean, Genesis Communications Network is wonderful, but, you know, face it, I'm not the easiest person to work with, you know, and I have no idea if management, you know, can't wait to, you know, dump the show or not. I'm hoping they don't, but in case they do, let me get my apology out there. For any of you young girls who have been named Dahlia since the year 2009, and since the name started to become really popular, I want to apologize if I had anything to do with that, okay? And, you know, realize you can change your name now. I mean, look at Prince. He was Prince, then he was formerly known as Prince, and he was Prince again. So if you guys need to change your name, I understand, and I would probably actually encourage you guys to do it, especially before your teeth start to stain. You know, your teeth are going to stain. You're also going to start growing some upper lip hair, okay? Any of you by the name of Dahlia, that seems to be a trend. I don't know why. After you give birth, your breasts are going to just completely deflate and, unfortunately cause many hip, knee, and metatarsal injuries. So again, I want to apologize, get you guys prepared for that. You're going to have horrible periods. Your bowel movements, are not going to be easy. You may have smelly flatus. So, unfortunately, those of you who haven't been named Dahlia, I would really suggest you change it. I mean, I don't mind. I think it's great if you have it. Or I really urge one of you to please change the name so we don't go down as smelly, flatusine, irritable bowel, thrombose, hemorrhoid, saggy boob women. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so my days have been very, very busy, so I don't get to watch the news or get the latest and the greatest, okay, probably, until I could absorb it all when I get home. And, again, I put on the news, and everybody's, you know, bashing Trump and going back and forth and bashing Obamacare and, you know, but in between all that, I found out that it sounds like that the Republican caucus, who disliked the First Amendment when it came to the Obamacare overhaul last month, actually likes, from what I understand, they like this new plan. From what we understand, they also gave its approval to a new, more conservative version, which means things may be moving forward. Now, I believe Paul Ryan today in a press conference said that they have no date on when they are going to vote. But I think that's smart. I think they should lay low until they know they have the votes and then just pass the sucker. All right, just get it passed. And I love the idea of having the states more involved, because states have different demographics, they have different constituents, and they know what they need. So they say senior White House officials led by Reince Priebus, the chief of staff, have relentlessly pressed Republicans to revive the healthcare push before President Trump's 100-day mark on Saturday. You know what? I don't really like this either. I don't like the idea that everything needs to be rammed through because of some cockamamie, this is what he did in the first 100 days. I don't really remember in history books reading this is what JFK did in the first 100 days, this is what FDR did in the first 100 days. I just remember what JFK did, FDR did, etc. So to put a time limit so something gets rammed through without it being methodically calculated is pulling a Pelosi, and I don't think that should be done. So I think they should take their time, I don't want anything rammed through to try to get it done by the next 48 hours. I think that's stupid, okay? Now, maybe the bill does have a chance to get passed this week. I don't care if it doesn't get passed on next week or the week after, all right? Because, again, once this bill passes, it's still going to take a very, very long time to get it approved in the Senate and then for it to actually be implemented. But it would be optimal if we could get something done this year, because it doesn't look like the exchanges are going to have a lot of good picks and a lot of options for people who need to purchase health care for 2018. So I think basically what they think is going to make this bill more palatable is that it will allow states to obtain waivers from federal mandates that insurers cover certain essential health benefits like the emergency services, maternity care, mental health, substance abuse services, etc. And I know that's a concern, right, because a lot of people say, well, wait a second, if you leave it up to the states are just going to cancel the essential health benefits. I don't see that happening. All right? I don't see that happening. What I do see happening, going to the next part, they say it's going to permit states to get waivers allowing insurers to charge higher... Oh, states could get waivers, they say. This is according to the New York Times, so let's be careful with this. States could get waivers allowing insurers to charge higher premiums based on a person's health status. If a state had a program to help pay the largest claims or had a high-risk pool where sick people could purchase health insurance. No, what this is supposed to allow is a state to have a little bit more independence and a little bit more creativity and leeway to be able to handle their high-risk pools. To qualify for a waiver, the state may have to explain how it would advance at least one of five purposes: reducing average premiums for consumers, increasing the number of people with coverage, stabilizing the insurance market, increasing the choice of health plans, or stabilizing premiums for people with pre-existing conditions. So basically, do you see what's going on here? There's all this debate and criticism about the bill because people that are against any change to Obamacare do not want the states to have the power to try to address the high premiums. Well, we wouldn't have had these high premiums to begin with if we didn't have Obamacare. So that's what's so asinine about this. They say the House Freedom Caucus members are aware that the White House has kind of pointed their finger at them for not allowing the first bill to pass, and maybe it was a good thing. Maybe that First Amendment kind of stunk. So I think there's a lot of pressure on all sides. Okay, we got, you know, the Republicans split. We also have the Democrats, which are split as well. You have the liberals and you have the more moderate. The more moderate go, look, we do have to fix, you know, this. This does stink. And the liberals are like, no, we're going to be with Obamacare to the end. So, you know, we basically have four major factions that have to kind of agree. They probably won't, but if we get a majority, maybe something will be done. I like the idea of starting to get the states involved. Maybe what the states could do is have mammogram clinics. All right, guys, you want your mammogram? Okay, let's say your insurance isn't covering it because you have breast cancer or whatever. This is a place you could get mammograms for free. Many states already have mammovans. They have mammogram type of facilities. And it doesn't matter about your immigration status. It doesn't matter if you have insurance. It doesn't matter if you're female, male, whatever. You could go and get services done. Men need mammograms too, you know. How many men have increased breast tissue? whether it's gynecomastia or pseudogynecomastia, how many men have breast cancer in the family? Right? How many men feel a lump or a mass in their breast tissue? Yes, breast cancer in men is rare, but there are men that may want, you know, mammograms, etc. So one thing that I think will really drive down costs is having a charity-based mammogram facilities in every city that will allow people to at least get those up. Maybe it costs $5. For $5, you could get your mammogram. You know how many donors in these cities would love to have the mammogram place named after them? I would love to, if I had the money, I would love to donate a mammogram called the Dahlia mammogram. Put, you know, so you put somebody's name on it, they would love it. Like the Toyota mammogram clinic, right? They love that stuff, right? I don't understand why people don't look at healthcare like we look at so many other aspects to our industry, you know, in industry. All right. There is a lot of free marketing that happens through charity work, which is why so many charities seem to do pretty, pretty well, because they get big donors that like to advertise their name. Well, then, you know, if you're going to drop 50, 60, 70 grand, 100 grand, right? What an amazing charity to use that to donate a mammogram machine. You know how many people update their mammogram machine and then they, you know, sell off their other one? Well, that would be a great unit to donate and then write off. Okay, what about colonoscopy clinics? What about, I mean, there's a lot of things that can be done where the states could have, you know, creativity. Diabetic clinics, for those that have diabetes issues, there could be places where that's where they get their eyes checked, that's where they get their monthly neuropathy checks, get their urine checks for their kidneys, can get their lancets, their needles, etc. Pharmaceutical companies who donate, remember we talked about how a lot of medicines or products have an expiration date that is very conservative, in that usually the product is good for maybe another 3-6 months, a year. Well, then pharmaceutical companies, once we know this date, or manufacturing companies, those that they have to trash because of expiration date that are still good, those get donated to the clinics. So nobody's really, really spending money. Right? Then you have a lot of doctors, a lot of nurses, a lot of medical students that want to volunteer at these clinics. And again, it doesn't have to be free. It could be $5. I just think there are so many things, so many creative ways that could be done. And sometimes on the state level, that's what we need. You know, everybody says, well, you got Planned Parenthood that does that. But Planned Parenthood doesn't do mammograms. No. Now, Planned Parenthood offers pap smears, which is nice. Which is very good, and, you know, and they can offer, you know, birth control, etc. But, you know, pap smears and birth control now are covered benefits on insurance. You know, why don't we start opening up other services, right, and funding those other services? And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, government funding. It could be state funding. Again, it could have people donating. It could have people actually paying, you know, $10, $25. So I think there a huge overhaul has to happen, because there is no way that insurance premiums are going to go down. The insurance premiums they are no way going to go back to pre-Obamacare days. And remember, they were rising before Obamacare also. So we're not going to see the premiums go down. So we're going to have this mess. And maybe it takes the intellect and the creativity of the states to figure out what their constituents need. You know, the majority of people don't mind and don't care if you know, there's people using the services, as long as they're not paying the taxes for it. So if there are, you know, private-owned and charity-funded and government-buttressed, you know, clinics that everybody could enjoy, I think we're going to really start to curtail a lot of the health issues that we have. 1-877-DR-DELLY, no more waste.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877. I don't know what rebel up means. Get your pants back on, tie your shoes, fix your tie. I don't know. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Dr. Sergio Canavero is back in the news. Right? You guys remember him? No, not because he's sexy. Well, maybe he is. He's Italian. But he's the one that plans to carry out the human head transplant. Right? He's been in another interview. They interviewed him again. And he says frozen brains will be, quote, woken up and placed on donor bodies as soon as the year 2020. So we are talking in just a couple years. He thinks that we are going to be able to put donor brains on other people. All right, yeah, in less than 3 years, Professor Sergio Canavero is famed for his plans to carry out the first human head transplant next year. He says that then he will focus on brain transplants. He is director of the Turin Advanced Neuromodulation Group in Italy and is aiming to carry out the world's first human head transplant next year. In an interview with OOM magazine, I wonder if that's a typo, it's OOOM magazine, he has outlined his plan, which involves, now this isn't the plan for the head transplant, we already talked about the head transplant case that they're doing, but with the brain transplant, yeah. So basically, there's a gentleman who I believe is a quadriplegic, and what they're going to do, what he's going to do, is he's going to sever his head with the cleanest of, I guess, cuts, and transfer it to a body that has four working limbs, a donor body. I know. He thinks he could do it. Okay, but let's talk about the frozen brains first. Okay, in a new interview with OOM, he has outlined his next plan, so it involves thawing frozen brains and inserting them into a donor body. I guess microwave? I don't know how he's going to thaw them. I think you leave it on the counter for about 2 hours. Sorry. They say many experts are skeptical, really, that complex organs like the brain can be thawed without damage. Professor Canavero believes the first frozen brain could soon be awoken. He plans to awaken patients frozen by the Arizona-based Alcor Life Extension Foundation. Professor Canavero told OOM, "We will try to bring the first of the company's patients back to life, not in 100 years. This is crazy." So they're going to be using a process called cryopreservation. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. He said, as soon as the first human transplant has taken place, no later than 2018, we will be able to attempt to reawaken the first frozen head. We are currently planning the world's first brain transplant, and I consider it realistic that we will be ready in 3 years at the latest. A brain transplant has many advantages. First, there is barely any immune reaction, which means the problem of rejection does not exist. The brain, in a matter of speaking, is a neutral organ. If you transplant a head with vessels, nerves, tendons, and muscles, rejection can pose a massive problem. This is not the case with the brain. So he says he's optimistic with the plans. He did admit that there could be physical and psychological issues after putting a brain in a different body. Plus, I'm sure whatever's in the refrigerator is not going to help seeing a brain next to a thaw. He said what may be problematic is that no aspect of your original external body remains the same. So, apparently, I don't know if you guys knew this, but I think this is in Britain. The High Court ruled that a teenage girl could be cryogenically preserved. Martin Ingvar, a cognitive neuroscientist at Sweden's Karolinska Institute, said the cryogenic process was bound to fail and accused anybody practicing it of charlatanism. Now, when we go back to the person that wants to have a head transplant, we are looking at Valery Spiridonov. Valery Spiridonov is a Russian computer scientist who has volunteered to be the first head transplant. From what I understand, he has been turned down by multiple researchers, but he did find Professor Canavero, who will do that next year. I'm very concerned, obviously, but Valery Spiridonov has lost use, from what I understand, of his arms and legs, has been wheelchair-bound for multiple years, and I think he wants to move forward with this. So let's talk about this cryopreservation. Okay. It's deep freezing of a body to negative 321 degrees Fahrenheit. And for some of you going, Dahlia, I only know Celsius. Okay, it's a negative 190 degrees Celsius. Okay, does that clarify things? Antifreeze compounds will be injected into the corpse to stop the cells from being damaged. See, because remember, when you freeze something, it expands like ice. So you're going to have cells with water molecules expand and rupture. So they have to inject something that prevents... You guys all remember from chemistry? Right. Well, just look at the ice in your drink. Okay. Anyway, so the hope is that medical science will advance enough to bring the patient back to life. There are two main organizations that carry out cryonics. It's called Alcor in Arizona and Cryonics Institute, Michigan. Oh, okay, if this is in Arizona, I grew up in Arizona. It's so damn hot there. All you have to do is stick the brain outside for like 5 minutes. It'll thaw. They say the process could only take place if you're legally dead. Ideally, it begins within 2 minutes of the heart stopping and no more than 15 minutes. So that means as soon as you are taken off life support, they got to get moving. So if somebody's cell phone goes off and they decide to answer the phone call while they're trying to cryogenically preserve your body, you're screwed. Unless they get back before 15 minutes. They say the body must be packed in ice and injected with not blue ice. I wonder if blue ice would work. Yeah. Okay. And they say the body must be packed in ice and injected with chemicals to reduce blood clotting. At the cryonics facility, it is cooled to just above, 0 degrees Celsius, and then the blood is replaced with a solution to preserve the organs. The body is injected with another solution to stop ice crystals forming in organs and tissues, and then the body is cooled down to the 130 degrees Celsius, which is probably about like 280 degrees Fahrenheit or whatever. The final step is to place the body into a container, which is lowered into a tank of liquid nitrogen at 190 degrees Celsius. Now, I'm thinking back to my chemistry days. Wasn't liquid nitrogen what you would stick a banana in, and then when you would set the banana on the lab table, the thing would completely shatter? Okay, so I'm a little nervous about this, because if they bang your head when they try to take you out of the liquid nitrogen chamber, oh my gosh. They said charges at the Cryonics Institute start at $35,000 to quote-unquote members for whole-body cryopreservation. So you need, like, bonus miles. The girl was charged, I believe, about $37,000, including cost of transportation, because I don't know if you're allowed, I don't know if there's coach, first class. Rival group Alcor charges $200,000, so it looks like it's a lot cheaper in Michigan. Cryogenic organizations say there could be decades or even centuries where they could bring them back to life. But medical experts say once cells are damaged during freezing and turned to mush, they can't be converted back to living tissue. So this is cryopreservation. Here's my problem. I don't think the future would like Dahlia. I mean, you guys, you know, put up with me. I mean, I've been here for about, 29 years. I've been, you know, on this earth for about 25 years. And you guys are used to me. The world, you know, has accommodated. You know, my neighborhood is cut back on the roundabouts because I hate them so much. We still have plenty of chocolate. Red meat, it has not been taken out of the, restaurants. But what do you think the world's going to be like later? I mean, would you really want to be cryogenically frozen and woken up? You know, I mean, who's going to be our president? You know, are we going to have, like, flying cars? Flying cars scare the hell out of me. Can you imagine cars falling from the sky? I don't want flying cars. I do not want to look up in the sky and see the undercarriage of a car that could be falling. I just don't. So I don't know. I don't know if I want to be cryogenically preserved and come back in the future. I think I'm good doing what I'm doing right here. 1-877-DOC-LA, don't worry.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, this is interesting. Coca-Cola is going to add fiber to its drinks to make it healthy. So I guess manufacturers think that if their consumers are taking good poops, they're going to want the drink because they think it's going to be healthier. They say Coca-Cola's flagship cola is being sold as a health drink in Japan. And this version will deliver fiber. It's going to be called Coca-Cola Plus. It's going to be shipped in white bottles. I guess brown was taken. And is designed to go alongside meals. There will be no calories to it. And it will have indigestible dextrin, which is a source of dietary fiber. They say drinking one cola Coca-Cola Plus per day with food will help suppress fat absorption and help moderate the levels of triglycerides in the blood after eating. Exactly. It's going to cause gas. I tell you right now, once you suppress fat absorption, what happens in the gut? Exactly. So you end up increasing your gas. It will help you lose weight. It will. But remember that one, Zenical or Orlistat, and I forget the brand name. They sold it in Walmart. People said that they were dirtying their underwear. Because what happened is they tried to pass gas, and they had what we call a shart, and they pooped up their underwear. So we're going to have to be very, very careful with that. When it comes to Coca-Cola, I would suggest this. Good for you guys. I understand that there's a huge, huge, you know, market, and there's a huge request to go healthy. And, you know, people are really, really ripping on, you know, soda pop manufacturers. I just don't know if I would go the fiber route. They say the launch of Coca-Cola Plus was noted by the company in Japan during a call Tuesday, as well as Canada Dry Plus has fiber. The Coca-Cola Plus hit the shelves, by the way, in March, and it's being marketed to the 40 and over crowd. I think they're missing the point here. If somebody reaches 40, do you guys remember when you reached 40? Did you tell anybody? Nope. Did you want anybody to know that you were over 40? Nope. So if you turn 40, or let's say you're 45, let's say you're 46, do you think you're going to want to hold one of these white bottle, I mean, like a Boost? People don't like to walk around, hanging out with other people drinking a Boost or drinking an Ensure. People don't like to do that. So I would just market it to everybody. I wouldn't market it to the 40 and over crowd because everyone's going to be embarrassed standing there. But apparently Japan is home to the world's largest aging population. They say older consumers are driving growth of its healthy beverage market. The market is led by teas, followed by soft drinks. So according to Dr. David Michaels, or Machiels, Product Development Director of Coca-Cola Asia Pacific, said being an aging society has made it a unique market where consumers are extremely health conscious and speak functionality. So the company said this group is driving the growth, and these are now called FOSHU products, called Food of Specified Health Use. I think, again, people are missing the point. Remember I told you guys, when you're trying to lose weight, trying to eat dietetic bonbons, trying to eat sugar-free snacks, those don't do it. If you really ask the people that are successful in losing weight, they said they just stopped all of them. You know, they grabbed, celery. Or they grabbed a piece of, string cheese or something, or yogurt, when they wanted to lose weight. They didn't try to do dietetic chocolate or diet soda, etc. And we started to hear the diet soda pop may actually cause you to gain weight. Well, why is that? It's because the body isn't stupid. Okay? The body knows that if you're putting something that really stimulates the amygdala and the hippocampus and any of the pleasure centers in the brain, that your body is going to slow its metabolism down until it gets that pleasure. And when it doesn't, the metabolism still slows. And not to mention, I think diet soda really messes with your insulin sensitivity. Your body was never designed to be prepared for saccharin or aspartame or any of the other artificial sweeteners. Your body was designed to break down carbohydrates. And if it doesn't get carbohydrates, then it's kind of confused. So, this is an issue. So those people that want good bowel health are not going to get it from a soda pop that has fiber. You dig? You're going to have good bowel health if you eat a bran muffin. So I don't know how far this will go. But kudos to Coca-Cola for their attempt. You know, look, I'm a fan of Coca-Cola. I really am. I've been a huge fan. Number one is they do a lot for charity. I can't tell you how many charities. I believe they even supported the Nevada Blind Children's Foundation. I mean, I see Coca-Cola and their charity giving, surpass so many other companies. And I also have used Coca-Cola for people that have had stomach upset, nausea, and Coca-Cola syrup has been very therapeutic for a long time. It's when somebody swaps a Coca-Cola for their daily drink That's a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are really into coffee. And they say men who drink Italian-style coffee can significantly reduce their likelihood for prostate cancer. Government researchers in Italy found that three or more cups of coffee prepared the Italian way, which means higher pressure, high water temperature, no filters, lower the risk of common cancer. Yeah, I know. You guys are like, you know, while singing opera. I don't know. Maybe singing opera while you're making your coffee could do it too. But it lowered the risk of prostate cancer by 53%. 1 in 7 American men get prostate cancer. The goal of the study published in the International Journal of Cancer was to provide a clearer view about caffeine and prostate health. A protective effect of the popular drink has already been suggested by some recent studies. Now, the latest study observed coffee consumption and prostate cancer rates of 7,000 male residents of Molise, which is in south central Italy. And they did this for 4 years. Researchers saw a 53% drop for subjects who drank more than 3 cups a day. Researchers sought confirmation in the lab by testing the action of coffee extracts with caffeine and without on prostate cancer cells. And the observations on cancer cells led to the conclusion that the beneficial effect observed among the 7,000 participants could possibly be the caffeine. Now, this has been a very big issue because many of these coffee studies that have shown that it's good for the health. I think there was another study that looked at like liver issues and liver cancer, showing that when you drink coffee, it's protective. It doesn't work for decaf. It only works for caffeinated coffee, a lot of these studies. I need to look up the latest study. It just came through. So why is that? So people go, okay, well, I'll drink a Coca-Cola because that has caffeine. No, it doesn't seem to do the same. Caffeinated coffee seems to be the trick to a lot of these studies or a lot of these health benefits that we're seeing. They say the way Italian coffee is brewed may be the essential part of the benefit. They say researchers believe that the preparation in high-pressure hot water, about 190 degrees, and without the use of filters, might result in lower loss of bioactive compounds, which are being studied in the prevention of cancer and other diseases. So it could be the pressure, it could be the hot water. Again, I have a big concern, though, about people drinking something hot. We found that hot drinks could put people at risk for esophageal cancer, gastric cancer. They're still studied as to why. You know, maybe it's because of the changes in what happens to the mucosa. But it's, you know, fascinating, you know, nonetheless. So coffee and cancer prevention. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this lawsuit. All right, that has been, I guess, taken on by the Cherokee Nation, suing CVS, Walmart. Why? Because of opioids. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.